And aloha. Aloha and good morning, beautiful sisters. And what a morning it is here on the Big Island. But first, introductions. This is Maya Ananda, founder of the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the Big Island of Hawaii. And joining you at my usual time. I'm not sure if it's your usual time. I love to come to you and create space in the morning, the sun again, just rising over the Ahia forest. There's not even a breeze this morning. It's very, very still. And although there's not any true changing of the seasons, we've got wet, we've got dry. It is feeling a bit fall-like. I don't know, the sun has shifted, the light has shifted, and there's a different, like a lack of depth, I was going to say. It's just a different quality of light. And so in that energy, just on the heels of the full moon this Friday, and as we say goodbye to summer, it's a time of letting go as we ready ourselves for autumn and winter. Sorry, my little dog is just trying to get away from me and disrupting me. Stop. Just be still. No, you have to be still. So a little live action there. He wants to go wander, and as we're not in our permanent space, he cannot. So he is sitting on my lap. So I don't know if you heard that. That was the Nene flying overhead. And I was joking with a friend of mine, because, you know, ducks and geese fly south. And there seems to be an extraordinary amount of Nene flying overhead. And I said, you know, where are they flying south to? We do have the south point of the island here. I said, maybe they're just flying down there, which is not far, as this is an island, and all having a duck party, or a goose party, rather, Nene, which means goose in Hawaiian, which my daughter commented, we're saying goose, goose. Anyway, on to bigger things. Hoping that this message is finding you, you know, in a space of receptivity this morning. Let's say there's so much going on in the world. We have so many planets in retrograde right now. Mercury, one of them, not my favorite. Of course, everything has a reason, and it is a time to, you know, draw within. But we have so many planets right now in retrograde that it's like this giant slingshot is just pulling backwards. So it might feel that way to you, like everything is coming to a screeching halt, yet building energy with each breath. That is how I feel. And as we get into October, which I've been saying forever now, it feels like it's just boom. Excuse me. That energy will just be shot forward. So really, as frustrating as this time can seem, really ground yourself and really think what you want to create in this world. What do you want to manifest? Because it's coming. It's coming. I feel it with every fiber of my being, and I hope you do too, sister. Changes are happening, and you are part of that change. Don't doubt it for a moment. And that's what I'm feeling this message is this morning, is that if you haven't... Okay, Sylvester, you're driving me nuts. Just sit still. Sorry. If you haven't shed something in this full moon energy, or now would be the time to shed that sense of less than for all of us. And that, of course, is the heart of my work and the purpose of the Happy Heart Sanctuary and the Guide to Life series that is, oh, it's so close to being birthed into the world. I worked all weekend on editing. Yes, necessary, putting the finishing touches and deleting and adding commas, but so close to get out there in the world, and it is a loving nudge for those of you that are just so close to awareness, to coming into yourselves in a different perspective. Because truly, that is all that it takes, is a shift of perspective, because that shift will shift your energy and put you in alignment on a new way, a new path. And that, again, is the purpose of Happy Heart Sanctuary, is that we create this beautiful sacred space where all together we can bring our light and learn this new way. My path is not about thinking any longer. As an Aries warrior, it is about action. It is about putting out into this world so that you all can be touched by that Aries magic and set your course firmly in a new way. The new way where you stand within your authority, you stand within your sovereignty, and you say, what is doubt? What is fear? That you do not shy away from your personal power. That you are reconnected strongly to your womb energy. And you are creating and birthing into this world whatever it is you are here to do. Because we all come here for a purpose. And I was rereading my chapter last night. That purpose is not to go to school, to work, to pay a mortgage and die. Period. That's the pipeline of conformity. And we need to step away from that. I had this massive download some time ago, not very long ago, this big aha realization that we all work mostly for somebody and we don't have to. This massive, massive aha came that we don't need to do that. And our instinct, our brainwashing, our preset patterns, they scream and go, oh, but we have to, because we need money for this, we need money for that. There is money as an energy in this world, but there are different ways that it can come to you and can come to you on your own volition, your own skills and talents. Anyway, so sit with that. Sit with that, because we so readily, like lemmings, walk together to the cliff edge and jump over and go, we had to do that. And we don't. And we don't. I'm going to say it again. We don't. And when you feel within you that angst that hits right at your solar plexus, your sense of will, your sense of power, reflect on that. Sit with that and go, what is that hook that's trying to take my power from me? Because, sisters, it is observation and realization that leads to change. And when you step into your personal power and your sovereignty, nobody can take it away. Nobody. Only if you give it away. And I strongly suggest you don't. So that is the path of the Happy Heart Sanctuary. That is the purpose of the Guide to Life series. And coming soon. Goddess House. I was seeing it, a gathering space. I think it will be born this year, 2022. So if you're not already, I will be putting more love into the Facebook, as much as I am not a Facebook person. Of course, I say this and then I'm like, eh. Because it's not where I want to put my energy, but do have some stuff on Instagram and, of course, want to share with you what's happening. And, of course, you can join me here in this podcast, Happy Heart Sanctuary and the Road to Happy. Just a pause, because what I'm seeing before me is such a lovely, lovely scene. And when I went for my my walk this morning at 5 something, the sky was just beginning to be colored with pink and the rising sun. Such a profound stillness. Such a beautiful gift to each and every one of us is found in that time of day, the morning before the world wakes up. Just our neighborhood rooster doing his thing. Doing his thing, waking the world up. But that profound stillness, that gift where we can connect deeply to the divine, to ourselves, to this world, that is what's missing in most people's lives. You know, if you reside in a city, a busy space, then certainly it can be a challenge to find those moments. So that is what I'm creating for you, a sacred space where we can sit in that profound stillness and come back into alignment with ourselves, with our purpose, with each other, and with Mother Earth. So, so important that we reconnect ourselves to this gorgeous living entity and stop treating it like this other thing. We are all connected. We are all stardust, galactic warriors, galactic energy. It is all connected. So if we wish to shift the energy of this world and shift into a new era, that is just paramount that we reconnect. So the chapter that I was editing last night, stating very simply that this new journey, which is not really a new journey, to be quite honest, it's about refocusing our direction, our energy, our focus from outside, anything outside. I don't mean outside your door. Okay. I mean the outside, noise, TV, society, anything out there. And you redirect your focus to your space within you, to your heart space, because that is the true portal to your own wisdom, your own confidence, your own power, and your own guidance. Each and every one of you is equipped in this journey called life with a guidance system that tells you in no uncertain terms if you are on your path or not. If a choice that you would like to make is in alignment with your soul purpose or not. And as we dive more into that, I will be opening up groups again of learning so we can come together. I can share with you personally and really lovingly nudge you. I do say lovingly. Into that direction, getting you out of your head and into your heart space. That's what this is about. And not going, so many people I work with, they know the difference between their thoughts and their heart, and they know how to get into their heart. But then when they're in that heart space, because it's such a new and possibly uncomfortable place to be, that place of trusting yourself, that they instantly bop back into your heads and into their heads and start making lists. But what if that's not right? What if I'm wrong? Oh. And I want to tell them, your intuition is never wrong. Never. I think that's feeling complete for this morning because I have, you know, life things to do, a child that needs to go to school. Monday, as it is here, is my morning practice of yoga, which centers me for the week. So I'm sending you love and aloha for a beautiful day, evening, week, weekend, wherever this finds you. And let us share this light, sisters. Let us share it. Share it with someone who you feel could benefit from this journey, from that loving nudge, from a loving community. And let's let our light grow together. So from my heart to your heart, I'm Maya Ananda here at the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the Big Island of Hawaii, wishing you, okay, Sylvester, and from Sylvester, of course, love. Bye.